This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 in the evening on the entire national network of Akashvani, telecast and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 tonight on its respective regional networks. A total of 1,090 police personnel, fire, home guard, civil defense and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of Independence Day 2025. The Ministry of Home Affairs said 233 personnel have been awarded the medal for gallantry, 99 personnel awarded the President's medal for distinguished service, and 758 personnel awarded the medal for meritorious service. President Draupadi Murmu today inaugurated the summer annuals of Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The Udyan will be open to the public from this Saturday between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. until the 14th of September. Athletes and sports persons will get special access to Amrit Udyan on 29th August to mark the National Sports Day, and teachers on 5th of September on the occasion of Teachers' Day. The nation is observing Partisan Horrors Remembrance Day today. The day commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. To mark the Partisan Horrors Remembrance Day, various programs are being organized across the country, including in the national capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to those who lost their lives in the horror of the partition. He said this day reminds of the upheaval and pain endured by the countless people during the tragic chapter of our history. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also paid tribute, saying that Partisan Horrors Remembrance Day is a day to express condolences by remembering the pain of those who suffered due to the partition of the country and its tragedy. Arunachal Pradesh's Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main today observed Partisan Horrors Remembrance Day with a solemn Mau Yatra from Second Mile Police Point to the District BJP office in Namsai. The nation will celebrate the Independence Day tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in New Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the themes of this year's celebration is Naya Bharat. The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. The success of Operation Sindoor will also be celebrated during the Independence Day celebrations this year. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that India will become an economic superpower in 2047. Addressing the Har Ghar Tiranga organized by the state BJP at Avadi near Chennai, he said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government was taking concrete steps in developing infrastructure, strengthening the economy, education and empowering those who are in need. He said that 25 crore people who were below the poverty line have been uplifted through the initiatives of the government. The Election Commission of India said that 14 days into the claims and objections period, not a single claim or objection has been submitted by any political party regarding the exercise of special intensive revision in Bihar so far. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.